time for yesterday, today, and tomorrow, all wrapped into one, the form of a study of your health and well-being. Let's check you out. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, the host, along with his wife, Mary, who is a medical practitioner as well, of the Forbidden Doctor website. Always important information there. Jack is a NUCA board-certified chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. So the report from the Journal of the Osteopathic Association on the removal of sugar from our diet, whether, I suppose when we say our, we're talking about people of all ages, but specifically it has impact on children. When they stop all forms of sugar for a couple of weeks, what happens?
Well, the kids stop putting on fat. The study, it was just published this month in, as you said, the Journal of the Osteopathic Association. And the removal of sugar from the diets of children with obesity, these were kids that were at least, you know, had 35% or more fat content. They stopped sugar in all forms, including fructose, including fruit sugar, for 2 weeks. I think it was actually about 9 days, but at the end of 2 weeks, the kids absolutely stopped putting on more fat. Barometric measurements, all the other kind of measurements to measure fat percentage, they stopped putting on fat. That's significant, because remember, they used to call this sugar diabetes.
Yeah.
Now they're calling it diabetes mellitus type 2. And what happened was that the conclusion was there is a link between excess sugar consumption and obesity and fatty liver disease and metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes. So that, you know, they to us it seems to be so obvious.
Yeah.
They still studied this, and then now they have the scientific verification behind it.
You know,
too
what
much
I found,
sugar, you're going to get fat.
One of the interesting things that I found here, the connection to fatty liver disease, something that I'd never heard of until one of my cows on the farm got fatty liver disease and died from it. So how is fatty liver disease in humans connected, if at all, to diabetes?
Well, when you are having more sugar into the system, the thing is, sugar is instant energy. It has no nutritional value whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It's not carrying minerals. It has no vitamins. It has no enzymes. It's just what I consider to be gasoline. It's like pouring gasoline onto already burning fire. It's instant energy. The sugar molecule has oxygen built into it. So in order for that molecule to oxidize, it already has built into it what it needs to for that to happen. So there is a release almost of instant energy, which is why sometimes you can give some sugar or candy to a kid, and a few minutes later they're bouncing off the walls because of this abundance of energy that's inside of them. Whereas when we use fat for our energy source, there is no, it's comprised completely different than sugar, and it has to be oxidized usually through the liver to break the energy that's in the fat. So if the body has a choice, if you're eating something with sugar and fat, let's say a donut or a cookie or something like that, it's going to use the energy that's in the sugar immediately. It's going to store the fat, and if it doesn't need all the energy of that sugar that you're consuming, it will convert that to fat, most of which takes place in the liver. And if the liver can't disperse this throughout the system, it's going to start building up inside the liver.
Jack and his staff are on hand to have you examine yourself. You can do the symptom survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Take it anytime. Find out what's going on in your body. That's your responsibility. Answer the questions. There are a lot of them. This is a free way for you to spend your time. Very, very, very conclusive information comes out of this study. Jack and his team of professionals will look at it, and they'll get back to you. They'll spend a half hour with you telling you what's going on in your body as a result of how you respond to the symptom survey. So check it out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. That's when you're practicing good health, that means you are eating well. It means you're taking care of your body, exercising, you're thinking. There's a thought process to maintaining health and your well-being. And some of the things that you are to be focused on come from things you're exposed to. You may read books, you read magazines, that kind of stuff, or listen to podcasts. Jack and Mary are producing these podcasts that hundreds of thousands of people listen to. As a matter of fact, the one that's out now is about Lyme disease. You had a focus on that a little while ago. We talked about the vagaries of people who are diagnosed with Lyme disease but may not really have Lyme disease. And you go into that a little bit more here, is that right?
Yeah. We have been on this planet for thousands and thousands of years with ticks. And it wasn't until the 70s that Lyme was identified back in Lyme, Connecticut. But it wasn't really till 95 when they when we started seeing large amounts of Lyme disease showing up all over the place. When, as I said, people have been in the forest, they've been in the woods, they've been in the scouts, they've been hikers, and then all of a sudden there's an explosion of Lyme. And when half of the people have been diagnosed with Lyme have never even been in the forest, they have never had the iconic mark on the body of the little rings around a tick bite that would indicate the presence of the Burgdorferi bacteria. This is also the middle of the 90s was also the same time that glyphosate started showing up in all of our foods. And if you investigate glyphosate poisoning, it has exactly, almost to the symptom, the same presentation in the body that Lyme disease does. And then the interesting thing with that, the capper, is that when people would turn their food over to an organic source and stop eating anything that had glyphosate, the supposed Lyme symptoms would disappear within a week or two.
Wow. So then what do you recommend? What do you? There's no prevention for Lyme disease or these ancillary things. Say again?
Glyphosate's almost in everything now. And, you know, it's in American food. It's in Canadian food. A lot of our foodstuffs are imported from Canada. But many European nations have outlawed it. They've already banned it from their agricultural processing.
Mm-hmm. So the idea here is to get that done. Not likely to happen, given the money that comes from Dow and DuPont
and
Monsanto.
You move more towards an organic source of the food.
You take care of yourself.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. You got to look around.
And we talk about that in the podcast.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the podcast is available and downloadable at ForbiddenDoctor.com. ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you also will find the information about long life energy enzymes that have nothing but natural pure ingredients. This is a pancreatic rest. That's what long life energy enzymes are. But it also is the gut. This is how you keep your gut healthy. The enzymes keep your gut working. It's a detoxifier. Probiotics, prebiotics, very important. All that stuff is there. Plus, it has chlorophyll in it. You were telling me off the air to have that chlorophyll. What does chlorophyll do? I guess I don't know what chlorophyll does.
Chlorophyll, interestingly enough, being the blood of plants, is just one tiny little ion different than the hemoglobin that is in our blood.
Really?
At the center of the hemoglobin molecule is an ion of iron. Huh. The very exact same molecule in plants that make up chlorophyll have a magnesium ion at the very center. Other than that, they're identical molecules.
Let's see what we can deal with when it comes to changes to what children are exposed to, the end of peanut allergies in children. If your child has a peanut allergy, you finally overcome this reaction. There is a research project, Jack, that went on that they say could lead to a cure. But what you've said over the years has been, this is a probiotic treatment, by the way, called Lactobacillus rhamnosus, that has a peanut protein in it. But couldn't all this be avoided if the pregnant mother just eats peanuts up until the time the baby's born?
Here's the thing. It takes a while, even after a baby is born, for the gut wall to finally finish its development. Like the nervous system. The nervous system doesn't finish all its wiring in a newborn until we're about 7 or 8 years old. And the gut needs a full year to finish its development, which is why babies need to be nursed with mama's milk, not with something else, because any proteins that make its way through that gut wall into the bloodstream, and nuts are particularly vicious in this area, that protein will get into the bloodstream, and any time. Well, it's peanut allergies with young children is a very serious thing. That's why we don't feed them peanuts during the first year of life. We're very careful with honey during the first year of life. There's a few other things that we're very careful during the first year of life because we're waiting for that gut wall to finish its development.
I thought honey was good as a coating for your gut wall.
Well, some kinds of honey can have some botulism in them.
Really?
And so that's one of the things that we're very careful with during the first year of life with a newborn. And once that gut wall finishes its development and it seals itself off from the inside of the body, then it's able to handle an awful lot more things digestively than it is during the first few months of life. So there are a lot of different things out there floating around, like having mama eat peanuts while she's pregnant and a few other things that are doing. And the probiotic approach is good because the probiotic approach will help heal the gut wall. But during the first year of life, that's why mama produces milk. It's not just a convenient source of food for the baby. It is the only food for the baby that the baby should be having, at least till 7 or 8 months. After about 8 or 9 months, the milk begins to degrade a little bit. But until the teeth show up, that's what they're supposed to be eating. They've identified over 400 ingredients in mother's milk from a healthy breast.
Yeah. And so they have the mammalian connection between the mother and
the emotional aspect too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Emotional as well as a practical physical aspect.
Yeah.
For sure. Doug Steffen, Dr. Jack Stockwell. So, did you watch the solar eclipse, Jack?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We shut down the office
really?
For the first couple hours of the morning and had the whole crew come up, you know where we live.
Yeah.
Up there on the mountainside, had the whole crew come up on the deck and I had my 10-inch reflector out with a nice big solar filter that goes on the end of it, and it comes off easy. You could hold it up and look at the sun. I mean, it's like a welder's glass. And everybody had their glasses, the approved ones that stamped inside.
Yep.
So it we had 92% coverage here.
Did you?
And I think all you need is 1%, 2% of the sun exposed, and it's going to look like it's daylight.
Yeah.
But we could still tell that, the lights in the house, we had to turn on the lights in the house, even though it was still bright outside. It wasn't as bright as it normally is. But the big thing everybody noticed was how cool it got. As soon as that radiant energy of the sun was cut off by the moon, the temperature dropped a good 15 degrees or so.
Isn't that amazing? Sun's 93 million miles away, and it is 450 jillion times bigger than the Earth. And we feel it that significantly. Or looking up, a lot of viewers permanently hurt their eyes, even though they were told time after time after time after time, don't look at it. I actually had my sunglasses on, didn't have the glasses, and I put my hands together. I tell the story every time I do, and I put my hands together so I could just look at a little teeny crack through. And I swear that my eyes feel funny today. For whatever the reason.
Well, you only need direct exposure to the sun on the retina for 2 or 3 seconds to burn holes in the retina. Uh-huh. And the dangerous aspect of that, not only are you having irreparable damage to the retina, you don't feel it. There's no pain. There are no pain sensors in your retina. You could burn holes in it by looking at things that are way too bright, especially the sun. But what you're talking about there is you have to filter out the strength and power of that focused light.
But it's amazing that it's that focus, it's that strong, that far away, and keeps burning and burning and burning and burning. It just is an amazing phenomenon. And you think about everything in life, there's no life without the sun. And yet it's that far away, and it gives us the energy and the sustenance that we need to grow things for us. It just is fascinating. But yeah, there are a lot of people who did have a little bit of a problem. Sometimes you don't see symptoms, apparently, when you damage the retina.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Because you said there's no pain. But you would by now know that if you woke up this morning and noticed your vision was altered somewhat, that means that you had an impact or that.
Yeah, you could cause inflammation, without burning the eye. You could still inflame the retina by even minor exposure, and that inflammation and the resulting effects of the inflammation can alter your eyesight for a short period of time.
Yeah, Well, the old business about a word to the wise is sufficient. It's something that's gone now, but you still may feel it. So if you do, you got to go see an ophthalmologist. What's the difference between an ophthalmologist and an optometrist?
Well, an ophthalmologist has been to medical school.
Ah.
And okay. Then they go on to specialize in the eye. An optometrist has tremendous education. Yeah. They just are not a medical doctor.
The situation with exercise and how much a part of your life exercise is. There's a new study, Jack, that suggests that working out during a language class amplifies your ability to memorize, retain, and understand new vocabulary. This is very interesting. Engaging your mind by engaging your body. I don't know that this is any heavy lifting, but it's interesting to have the specifics of this because apparently students perform better on tests if they participate some kind of activity during the school day every day. Physical activity makes the blood move around. You know, the same kind of, why do you think that Super Beats is as popular as it is? It's used by athletes, and it gives them more to work with. It gets the, you know, give you more energy, a stronger heart, better brain function, better lung capacity, a stronger immune system. You have warmer hands and feet. So I always like to remind people about Super Beats and how to get it. Get a free 30-day supply at 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. 800-655-4183. But this is the more you exercise, and the reason I tell you about Super Beats is because it helps you exercise better. The gains in vocabulary and comprehension lingered longest for people who run or cycle. I would bet the cycling really does pump blood all around your body, doesn't it?
Well, do you see any fat cyclists?
No.
You know the hill from the bottom of the valley that goes up to our house?
Yes.
Is a very well-known
steep
training cycling hill in the Utah area. And during this time of year, you can't go up or down that hill without passing a half a dozen to a dozen cyclists. Every one of them, super slim and trim. Now, I'm not saying this because you got to cycle to get slim. You can lose weight without exercise. But that exercise strengthens the heart, so it pumps more blood. And as you get more blood moving through the system, everything is going to work better because your life is in the blood, which is why a product like Super Beats is so valuable to the body.
Well, the thing that I take away from this, thinking about whether you're cycling up and down a hill like that or on a stationary bike, it's what moves the blood to every part of your body. It gives credence to our discussion of Super Beats because that's what you want to get blood everywhere. A lot of people who get sick because their blood isn't getting to all parts of their body. The immune system can't work. Therefore, the body starts to break down. Am I right? I've never asked you that, but that's what I think. As I study the information that we have. Yes, no?
Even the immune system requires oxygen. Even the immune system requires plenty of blood.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's something. Ladies, please listen to this. Those of you who use a lot of beauty products, there is a suggestion that the average white American woman exposes herself to 168 personal care chemicals a day, every day.
Oh, amen.
In the American Journal of Obstetrics, this sounds like an awful lot to me. The suggestion is that cumulative toxic burden for women of color is higher than for white women. And I would wonder why. Hair straightening creams, that kind of stuff. Relaxers, they have a lot of mercury in them. Wow. And mercury bothers
and
black
aluminum.
Women more than white women?
That's yes, and aluminum. And
yeah?
Aluminum.
Right. Why would that stuff, though, bother white women more than, black women more than white women?
Well, some of the studies that have looked at similar problems, not particularly this, especially sugar handling, because you're going to see an awful lot more diabetes among African Americans than you do white people.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go back to their genetic structures that were developed over thousands of years of traditional diets. And when you look at, you know, the African-American population in America today, several hundred years ago, had a totally different diet than they're being given here. It's just like the American Indian. When the American Indian was introduced to flour and sugar, look what happened to them.
Yeah.
I mean, it was worse than alcohol. Mm-hmm. They ballooned up. There's a lot of different Indian reservations out here where we live, and that's the common thing you see almost everywhere. The results of the Western diet, and when you give that to people who have traditionally different diets, they're going to get sick.
Keep your body tuned up. Jack's Long Life Energy Enzymes and the Ageless Thyroid are available with a discount if you mention Doug at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell here.